Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good day, Tim Thomas. How are you going today?
Andrew, great to be here.
It's a good pleasure to connect with you. What parts of the world are you in today?
So I'm in Brisbane, Australia. These aren't studio lights. It's the sun coming up over the horizon.
It's beautiful. My sun's going down, if you notice. It's a bit crimson in here, yeah, while yours coming up. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I'm in Trinidad, yeah, so we're on the other side. But you probably know West Indies, like we always beat you guys in cricket, yeah?
Well, you know, with a selective memory, you could say that.
So I would like to know, do you only speak about your thing in terms of breathwork, or did you apply breathwork this morning?
Sunrise breathwork is really powerful. A lot of people don't know that first ray of light, when it comes over the horizon, goes through your eye sockets and hits a part of your brain that gets all your circadian rhythms in sync. So a lot of people say, oh, what's the best tip for sleeping? And I'm like, well, it actually starts in the morning looking at that sunrise, because that gets your body, that sets up this cascade of chemical reactions that sets you up for when it's time to sleep, it's time to sleep.
I saw you spoke about the night as well, in terms of before getting to bed, it's really good to have that coolness, yeah, that natural coolness as well.
Yeah, exposing as much of your skin to the night air going to sleep sets off this sort of hibernation effect that we have. And pillows aren't actually for behind your head, they're for underneath your knees. Because if you think about it, if someone grabbed the back of your head and pushed it down, it would be hard for you to breathe properly. So if you have your head, you know, rested, your pillows underneath your knees, your internal organs have a chance to, you know, clean, circulate. And even if you are getting to sleep well, having a big boost of oxygen before you go to sleep makes a lot of sense, because your body does its deep clean at nighttime. So giving it a big oxygen boost is a really handy thing. And especially as someone with a lot of chronic injuries, I find that doing breath work has an anti-inflammatory effect, and I wake up in far less pain.
You look great, though. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
How old do I look, my man? Loaded question.
I give you 57.
Okay. All right. No worries. Well, I'm 53.
That's good. Again, that's my calculations, right? Based on what I've read. But if I went at it, I'd give you 45, just the way you're looking, yeah?
Well, here's the thing. What I discovered is age isn't relative. It's relative to the choices you make. And so I'm into breath work only because it's free. Everyone can do it. And if you understand what it does for you, you don't age like other people age. So I'm still throwing down with my 21-year-old son who does, you know, that's Brazilian good jiu-jitsu. And I made a promise to his son, I said, when you have a kid, my promise to you is when he's 20, I'm going to be throwing down just as hard. So everything I do now is towards that end. Yeah.
It's amazing. Again, amazing audience. I'm telling you, this guy, well, you can see, when you look at the pictures, you'll see it for your own. Yeah. Like, this guy looks fit. His smile, his energy, he's cut, he's ripped. Right. So what got you on this path? Now I got to dig into the app for a bit. Right. And understand, okay, so you've decided to make this thing an app. Now, was that the best place for me to start, or would you suggest differently?
Well, the app isn't the high-tech part of the equation. Your lungs are. All the app does is tell you to breathe a certain way to create a medicinal response. So what people discover in this process, Angel, is we don't own lungs. We own a medicine cabinet with a lot of different shelves. And when you breathe a certain way, you can elicit a certain medicinal response. So high school students, they love the breath work technique I show them that drops their cortisol and elevates their thinking mind so they can do exams. Corporates like an afternoon pick-me-up to kick them on better than coffee. Mums and dads want a breath work technique that alkalize their neural pathway so they can, whatever sleep they can get quality sleep. People in pain want ones that drop their pain scales and produce the anti-inflammation effect. I only got onto this because I was a guy who said I was in pain and I wasn't sleeping and I lost 6 years of my life to pills. I didn't know the medicine cabinet that is inside my lungs. And when I said to myself, look, if I ever get to a position of, being able to give back, I want to be able to go, well, wherever you are on the planet, here you go. And as much as I hate phones, everyone's got one. And if I can give them like guidance through the Breathwork in Bed app, then, all the better. And I target sleep specifically, Anjul, because I can't do what you do or your listeners do, but if I can improve your sleep, then you're going to be bringing your gifts into the world more abundantly. And honestly, that's what really gets me excited is not so much the sleep, although that is important and foundational, just like the soil is to the tree, but it's the fruit that comes out of it. And if people aren't sleeping properly, I sort of see these seeds of uniqueness, seeds of greatness inside of them that are just laying dormant and waiting for the right energetic environment for it to flourish. And to me, sleep is that key between flourishing and restoration, having protecting your peace, protecting your productivity.
What's been the type of fruits that you've seen come forth?
Very common fruit is once people bank good sleep, generosity becomes part of their lifestyle. It's a very human thing to go, okay, I feel connected inside of myself, but that's only half the connection. Full circle connection is when you connect to somebody else. So knowing I was going to connect with you this morning, I'm like, okay, I've got to connect with myself, do my breath work, do my barefoot walking, spend time with my dog, spend time with my spiritual connection. And then when I'm in this position of abundance, it's very easy to be generous.
Right.
And so however it looks, I've noticed that people start seeing that connection inside is half the connection. But if you want to double your energy, connect with others, but do it from a position of abundance, not adequacy. So these days I don't give of myself anymore, I give of my abundance.
That's
And that's
good.
why, the morning routine is so important. Because if I don't have those positive things ready to fall into my head, then I've got negative things just as eager to get in and take over my brain.
You talked about your 20-year-old son. What's been the effect on him in terms of seeing his father, get into this space where he's doing breath work and the restoration that's come from it?
Well, kids won't do what you tell them, but they'll do what you do, so. My son Corbin is aware of the most important thing we have on this planet is our physical bodies. And he knows that if you can, your brain's always going to be, getting wiser and smarter. But if you can have an energetic vehicle underneath it, your brain will think to the level of energy you've got. When I didn't have any energy, my brain wasn't thinking. In fact, I was just thinking about me. But when my body had a certain amount of energy, when I was banking this rest, all of a sudden, I had higher thoughts kicking in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. I 100%. Like I love. Well, my introduction came with the Wim Hof method. It's been great. And so I was excited to see this version of what you're doing. And again, well done in terms of the work you've started off with at the app. And what's there? I'm excited to see what it evolves into as you journey along. Now, the voices that you have on there, are they close to you or are they random AI voices?
Oh, no. I'm not feeding AI into people's subconscious. No, these are people I know, people that are, established in their space. Some of the feminine voices are absolutely beautiful, and everyone's got their own, flavor for that. I've got an Indian guy with a lovely deep voice like yours, Angel?
I heard him. Yeah, it's really a good voice. So, what's on the horizon? The breath work is there. You're helping others, right? As you mentioned, help the vehicle beneath the brain. What's on the horizon?
The horizon, or my vision, Angel, is picture this: a metric of success for the government is the quality of sleep of the people they govern. So imagine that. It could be a company even, but I'm just saying government right now, saying, well, I'm making, roads flat, I'm making factories, but are the people I govern sleeping peacefully in their beds at night? And that's a very measurable metric. So my vision is to have sleep protected in a way that is tangible and not just in the woo-woo space. And breath work for me is just the easiest, most accessible, most powerful way to give people the peace that, we're all looking for.
Well, let's go. Hey, this has been a great pleasure, my friend. 12 minutes goes by too quickly when you're having a ton of fun, I'll tell you, yeah? There's a story I wanted to get in terms of your Jesus experience, but hey, we'll have to leave that for
now. We can do a part two, my man.
I definitely would love to get into this, yeah? This was an amazing. But until then, Tim, this has been a great pleasure, one I treasure. Thank you for being always inspired by 12 Minute Convos.